We don't live in a black neighborhood. We don't live in the city. The struggle for a barber is real. It's not that there aren't any barbers around. It's that there aren't many good barbers around. Any professional barbers around. When I first started posting like consistently on the internet, I got a cut. And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm a this dude. That was the first day because the cut was cool. I'm saying it wasn't no amateur mistakes. And if you know, if you're a guy, you know what I mean. Everything was cool until the next day, and I woke up and I had bumps on my neck. My neck looked like the face of a 13-year-old boy. Bro, this haircut was $60. So I'm supposed to pay this dude $60 to put bumps on my neck? And then that's when you see me not have a cut. My first option of barbers in this area was messing with him. But every time I would set up an appointment, this would be 20 minutes late. We can't do that either. I stopped going to them, unbeknownst to me, remodeled. They got newer staff, and we rocking out.
Hey, we can't find our bags.
Bro, that's his bag, right? He bought, what am I must be about that same bag, bro?
Bro, this not even about no video. What am I must do? Can we just get our bag? We can't get it. I can just get the, why you walking with
my bag, bro? Touch my back.
Relax, bro.
Relax, bro.
You're joking. It's a joke. You're being white. Like, I'm really on that. You don't know who I am? Google me. Beat you up. Let's stop playing me. What? Right now, what?
Nah, you're feeling white.
That is Nas EBK. And Nas EBK is facing up to 15 years in prison for making terroristic threats doing a prank video at the airport. You know, this is kind of funny. It's not funny, but this is what you want to do. I'm laughing at y'all because this is some dumb shit. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're in the airport. You're in the airport. Y'all got mad at me when I said that Lil Migo did the right thing for not fighting dude back at the airport, as if these people don't make their money on the road. So, now, a promising artist, I guess. From what I've seen in the interview, he made his money a different way. But, you know, whatever. He had a promising career because he could have used that money to fund his career. Because he had some motion. And it was ended because of what? Because you want to be a... Like, that's the only thing that I could come up with. This is one of the reasons why I got away from a lot of people. This mindset is becoming more prevalent. And I know that my daughter's in the background, but bruh, I'm just trying to get y'all an episode. I'm sorry, I just physically can't do all of this. You can get put in a whole trick bag, a whole crazy situation, because these out here don't have conflict resolution. They can't take any negative responses back to what they're doing. I call it a sense of entitlement. You think you can just do anything and nobody can say nothing to you about it. This is why I don't be in the city. This is why I don't be in the hood. I don't be around that talk about doing sliding on ops and all of that, because this is that we're talking about. Now, somebody's gonna call me a coon for having this point of view, but why he gotta act like that? Why you gotta act like that? Why you can't just be cool when somebody reacts negatively to you bothering them? You don't know if they got off of a 15-hour flight. You don't know what they got going on in their life. And the fact that he is protecting his woman, you take that as a sign of disrespect when you bothering him? This is that nigga shit we talking about. And I'm not talking about him personally, but a rapper will go to jail for doing some dumbass like this. And then 6 months into the bid, talk about how the jail got poor conditions. Why you put yourself in there if you don't want to go to jail? Now, this individual, the way that he be talking, I think that he's fully prepared to go to jail. So I don't think he's stressing. But this is not it, bro. This kind of stems from what I was talking about last week. A lot of us don't even have the elementary teachings of just being a nice person, having manners, being sympathetic or empathetic. I don't know which word it is, but just being cordial with people. I've had interactions with people where it's like, you're being rude, you're being insensitive, but since I'm saying something about it and holding you accountable for it, it's a problem. What type of shit is that, bro? I get it that we live in a new world, but when is gonna just start acting like they got sense? Or are we just supposed to fold and acquiesce to the dumb shit? You come into the airport, we're going to do this prank. Somebody responds negatively. And then you go to threatening him as if you're not on camera. And why was this kept in the video? What are you doing? People think that the world is just supposed to work in the way that they want it to work and not even do the work for it. I don't complain. You know why I don't complain? I used to hate that saying, stop complaining. At the time, I had a lot of reasons to complain. I had a lot of reasons to complain in my life. But at a certain point in life, no matter how you get there, you're the reason that you're where you're at. From 25, where you at is based on what the work that you've done up until that point and what you're doing now. I'll tell y'all this story. My mother convinced my dad to move me down there because me and my dad weren't seeing eye to eye when I was about 17 years old. And I stayed with her until I was about 18 because she ended up leaving. So that left me homeless. I had to stay with my cousin, shout out Duro. That eventually ended up not working out. Throughout the time from about 18 to 20, I was staying with people. And then I kind of got a little bit more stable. Me and my brother got a spot. Things were still messed up because I was living with people that didn't have my best interests at heart. I was living with people with this new world mindset that everybody is just supposed to work the way you want them to work. And that's how it's supposed to be. Get her, get her, get her, get her. Can you get her? Can you get her? I put myself there. I had chances. Even the reason that I got kicked out of my cousin's house, that didn't have to happen. It would have been difficult. But, I mean, I've just lived a difficult life, so it wouldn't have been nothing different if I would have just stuck it out and not let people influence me to do things for their benefit that didn't benefit me at all. You want to be on camera? Daddy's on camera right now. Well, I go from staying with my cousin to staying with another cousin, staying in the room and house. I was so focused on how much of a disadvantage I had and how wrong other people were doing to me. And I wasn't thinking about the wrong that I was doing to myself. We get to a point where I'm 22, 23. I'm working full time at a call center. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, bro, I work 40 hours a week at some place I would not work at if I didn't have to. And I ain't got no money. I don't do the things that I want to do. I'm not wasting the money on something that I want to get. So I just said to myself, yo, I need to move. It's giving me too many excuses to be a failure. I got all these excuses on why working out for me because people doing me this and people doing me that. Let me get back to being by myself so that when don't go right, I can blame myself and it'll be my fault. And me and T were talking about stuff and we, number one, I'm with T because, you know, we know each other. She's sitting right there. I love you.
Love you too.
And now we're thinking about how we going to buy a house and saving up and really being real adults. And all of that happened because I said, I'm going to take my life in my hands, bro. You could see I'm a different person, and a lot of the videos that I made when I was doing the Umar videos, they're not up, but I think there's a couple lives up. But you can see from even then that I'm a different person than I am now because I'm growing. I don't just sit around crying about what's going on and just acting like I can't do anything to change my situation, bro. It's not true that you can't change your situation. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people that remain poor and a lot of people that don't make anything of themselves, but that's not because they can't. They don't want it enough. They complaining about why they can't do it instead of trying to figure out why they can do it. And I'm glad that I got up on this camera because I was feeling down. And it's like, damn, bro, I don't want to be on the camera talking about how sad I am and, you know, I feel depressed. But like, bro, I do this to people just like that. I'm just in a little funk, you know what I'm saying? I got me some sun. We went to the park, you know what I'm saying? We got a little cardio in, and I'm feeling a little better. My point is, with this rant, is that, like, bro, none of this is finalized, bro. You could do anything you want to do if you want to do it, bro. I can talk about Migos are done. No chance to come back. I don't know if the whole Saweetie thing was the thing that made Takeoff and Quavo fall out. It might have been what happened, but I think it was the principle of things. Fallout didn't have anything to do with the label stuff. It didn't have anything to do with a woman, anything like that. They all had to do with loyalty. Quavo said this. The fact that the whole Takeoff thing happens, Grammy stuff happened, it's obviously some bad blood. It's just unfortunate the way that it played out. I don't think we're ever going to hear what actually happened to make them fall out. And if we do, it won't be anytime soon. I just hope they can come to terms as a family. Go to sleep. You better go to sleep.
Say, I take all the charges you got. If you can walk away free and put it on me, damn right. That the only time I done ever said or gave no information about nobody.
I don't feel like he could have held that in. Why the f*** he say that when we got a
Alright, I don't really want to hear all of these big words, and I ain't here to break it down in no good terms, no rational terms. I'm here for the bull. Number one, I'm confused on all of this, past the Boosie part of the situation. I'm confused because T.I. was on the internet threatening to unalive individuals who were calling him a snitch. So, and none of this information was offered when he was threatening to unalive the individuals. So how is it now, years later? Probably was like a year or two after he was threatening to unalive the individual. I'm not the judge and jury of any of this. For the entertainment, how can you be sitting on here talking about putting bags of money on people's heads? Actually, let me pull up the clip. Because this is actually one of my favorite T.I. clips. You know what I'm saying? This is one of those clips that you run back.
Hey, and I'm going to address this too. All y'all niggas on there talking about a Crime Stoppers commercial and all that. Look, man, nigga, if I get out from up under 20 years for doing a drop, nigga, you can't convince no nigga to snitch. If he was going to snitch, he going to do that when he woke up, whether he watched the commercial or not. I don't care nothing about that. The question is, how much information has Tip ever given any police to get anybody locked up? Zero. So, that, your mama, sideways up. Anybody got anything to say about me? Man, I got my paperwork, nigga. So, I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, play with me, nigga. Who the you think you're talking to, nigga? Play with my name, nigga. If I am working with the police, it'll be to get him to shoot, nigga. What you talking about? Nigga, don't play with me. Play with me.
This must have been another part of the live that I've never seen. He was threatening to unalive people for calling him a snitch, and then he tells us he told on his dead cousin. Come on, bro. Whatever, man. None of you niggas are by, like, stand by anything. Like, your word don't mean anything, bro. It's just a grain of salt on basically.
Give y'all an idea to see communication different. I'm gonna give you all a little activity, a couple's activity when it comes to relationships. All right,
actually, we're gonna save that because we're gonna save that because
explain, ooh, what is a real,
that's
man,
gonna be
what's
one.
A real boss. A real boss, man, is somebody who has the visions and the nuts to actually see it through, you know, because a lot of little boys, they ain't finna see nothing through. They're finna start something and say it didn't work, you didn't stay on it long enough, you feel me, you didn't grind long enough, you didn't hustle long enough, you didn't starve long enough. Probably don't know what the bottom looks like. Just if you did, you understand that the only thing you got to do is go up, push up, elevate, get your feet up, you know, grab your nuts, drag them heavy. That's the only way you can actually get to this position in life. You know what I mean? You can never see what it is to be me or my bro here at all. It's good to watch, you know, and the stands is clear for cheerleaders and stuff, but we need active players in the game. A real man is a person that's clear about what they want in life. You can't be one of these, do that, you do that at the drive-through menu is too much. Alright? Don't make a life your drive-through menu. You're supposed to know exactly what you want in life. That comes in women as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you have to know what you will want in the woman. Like, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I require. Because I bring X, Y, and Z. You feel me? Don't be a boy. Boys can't do nothing. Boys just talk and complain all day. They sitting on Instagram all day. You know what I'm saying? All these social media sites complaining. You know, trying to tell people like me and bro what to do. You know what I mean? What we should be doing with our money. How about you go get some? Grab your nuts.
Ooh, man. It ain't been the best week. But honestly, dog, even with going through what I'm going through, like, bro, this ain't nothing, dog, compared to what I've been through and what I've had to overcome. You got to see it through. Once you get on the other side, all of the stuff that you went through, bro. And I'll just speak it from my personal experience. I was born August 2021, and we was both on parental leave. I ended up getting fired because the boss at the warehouse, he was hating on me. He was mad. Remember, this was when COVID was rampant. Like, there had been another spike. It was, like, coming up to, like, July of 2020. And, like, you could just tell I'd been with T throughout the duration of her pregnancy. You could just tell the baby was going to be coming soon. When I was kind of scared because a lot of people at work was getting COVID. Like, there was times where, like, I was the only one on the shift because everybody else was sick. So I was like, am I able to like take a leave of absence before my other leave? I just don't want to chance it. And they said, yeah, I wasn't doing anything against any rules. This guy, he was a drunk. And it's obviously his life was miserable. So he, you know, he got me fired. He ended up getting fired himself. I was on paid leave. So the money that they was giving me, it stopped. And at that time, T wasn't getting paid. So we was kind of, you know, using it to take care of both of us because that's just what we was doing. We kind of got in a bad situation, but now that I think about it, if that wouldn't have never happened, I wouldn't have got fed up. Because at that point, I got fed up with these fly-by-night jobs. Things just go downhill when you have people trying to get over, especially when they're in positions of power. Bro, I don't regret going through that because that pushed me from that point. And that was in... This happened in September. I started the cohort in February. I was searching for something that I could realistically get into because I was through, bro. I could have went back to a call center, but that ship had sailed already too. That was why I was working at a warehouse because I needed to find another lane. At that point, I start doing my research and I start reading up on tech, the free cohorts, how you can do paid trainings, all of this stuff. And just like God always does, he had me, man. I went through other things up until I started the cohort. And I would not go through those things too because it made me go harder. Because it confirmed, because I done been through stuff. I'm not one of these dudes. That's why I speak the way that I speak. Because I don't know if a lot of you can even go through what I went through. Because you even go through simple things. You can't even assess situations using your brain. You couldn't break from where I broke off from and the things that I did and got away from. And sometimes, bro, I gotta remember and I have to remind myself who the fuck I am. Because living in the suburbs, you might get a little comfortable. What this is, let's see.
The black community is the most unserious community on the planet Earth. So everybody's talking about how these individuals are performing a minstrel show and embarrassing themselves and making black people look bad just for entertainment purposes, which I can understand. However, this is just having fun and expressing yourself. This is just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? Get it back in blood, man. And this is also just creative expression, you know, it's art. Boy, slavery sure did work.
Now, there's a lot to get into with that clip, but I'm just going to focus on the grooving gorilla aspect because I guess you weirdos know life made a petition to get his TikTok removed. I agree with him 100% because what does grooving gorilla have to do with anything? What is grooving gorilla going to do that makes your son go out and rob people and people? It's grooving gorilla's fault? But Lil Durk is cool. Lil Durk is cool. All these other images that we worship and that we want to be like is cool. But somebody that's just being themselves and just being funny, probably helping a lot of people, he's what's hurting us. Nobody ever wants to talk about the actual problem. You want to talk about Kevin Samuels calling people average at best and telling people the truth. But you want to make it to where he's putting people down and judging people and being rude. Even though these people were calling him and asking for his advice and most of the time taking it. He's what's wrong with the black community. Not the stubborn individuals who think that they deserve everything even though they've done nothing for it. These people that they'll do anything to somebody that they love. If they can get a dollar out of it. Y'all know about these people? I got people like that in my family. Or am I just the only black person with people like that? I just want to put things in perspectives for with minds. Not with brains, with minds. With a mind that you want to use and you want it to get you up out of your situation. Because I'm not talking to everybody. never talking to everybody. If you don't like what I'm saying, you probably shouldn't listen to it. Or you actually, in my opinion, you should, because it's probably something that you need to hear, because it's probably a reason that you don't like what I'm saying, and it don't really have nothing to do with me. We have way farther to go as far as content creation, everything. And there's going to be a point in time where you can kind of see it now, where positive content and just a content that holds you accountable, that's going to be the wave. Yeah, people are only getting a couple thousand views on their videos now. The people that have been in that lane for 10 plus years, they get their share of the pie. But soon it's going to be a thing, because it's going to get so bad to where the smart people, they're not going to want to hear the bullshit. They're going to want something uplifting and want help.
I believe in you working what you got, man. I was never a robber. I was always a hustler. Mm-hmm. And what I say that is that you can watch what other people doing, and this nigga on this level of the game, and it'll start poisoning your process, and you want to skip steps.
Yeah.
And when I didn't have a deal, you know, we did mixtapes.
Yeah.
That's what we could do. You know what I'm saying? We could buy some equipment, pay a producer to use the beat, and put it out, instead of saying, oh, I can't do nothing. Let me go just rush to somebody for some help. Work within the realm of what you got access to. And I was mixtapes.
Yeah.
And when I didn't have the internet or no fan base that cared, we was out the trunk with it. I just believe in embracing what you got around you. As your resources grow, level up. But it's never no excuse to not work.
The whole I can't do nothing, I'm not going to say I've never said that in life, but someone's response to all of that was always, but you got to. Like, I'm pretty sure that I've had a conversation with my grandmother at a point in time, and she was like, well, like, you got to figure it out. No one else is going to figure it out for you. Whatever you want to do, you got to put yourself there. I'm sitting here right now with a tripod and my phone. You got to work with what you have. Who's to say your Android is not going to get you 1 million views? It's filters out here. You can really do it up. And people might not even know you got an Android. It's so many ways to do things to where, if you're not doing anything and you want to do something, it's on you. It's not anybody's fault. It's not that you don't have resources, because all of us have a phone. And most of us have iPhones. It's not like back in the day where iPhones was just for people that could really afford them. And I don't think that niggas that can't afford iPhones should have them. But we're here. And y'all not about to take your iPhone back. You're going to keep paying on it and do what you got to do. Hey, at least make it useful. When you start worrying about what you can't do, you just give yourself more and more space to fail and be cool with failing. That's why I had to record, because it would have been an L if I wouldn't have had no clips to make this week, because this is my life. This is what I'm doing. So let's do it.
Instant gratification, like how most people think, and I think the internet has like a lot of people up mentally when it comes to like the whole instant gratification thing, because they see so many people doing well and doing good, and they just be like, damn, like I want that, like, well, why can't that be me? And then they start trying to emulate this shit, and it's like the whole time, bro, either this person put in a shitload of work, you know what I'm saying, that you just don't see, and they've earned that, or they probably capping and you just don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's usually no in between. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you just got to decipher who's who and what's what, and like understand like what the real process is. And
that was the biggest turning point with podcast creation. I was looking at a Phantom interview with Adam 22. And he was like, if you really trying to do this content stuff, you got to work on this every day. It's not no couple hours a week type. It's got to be every day. Some people will say, well, it's not healthy. It's not the best on your body to overwork yourself. And all of these excuses to make it okay to fail and not follow your dreams. But this is what you want to do. Like, some people might think that I'm nuts for staying up at night sometimes to edit the podcast. This is the game that you play. It's podcasts that drop 3 times a week. Like, bro, you got to work to where, not even the competition, but what the standard is if you want to be in an arena. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be in the arena. Pooh Shiesty made a post, and I would just like to read the post. I'm not going to make it serious. This is actually hilarious.
King Shiesty tapping in from the middle of the penitentiary. From the middle of the penitentiary, aka hell, where they say I can't go. Jail and no telling. I still remain untouched. Millions still in double digits. Tell Google, fix my net worth. We can verify that shit right now. I'm locked up, not fucked up. I'm gonna use that. I'm locked up, not fucked up, nigga. I was 21 up, 8 figures. Jay-Z can't even relate. My money tripled my followers. Stop playing with my name before I buy one of you for sale, ass niggas. You niggas anything. I put all for this chopper gang shit every day, twice on Sundays. I'm on the same shit from Tokyo to Tennessee. And let me just spell out that he spelled Tokyo, T-O-K-I-O. ain't go fed to start getting scared. Ain't no nigga ever played with me, free or in jail. I'm still the menace of Memphis, still the king no matter what jungle. Slick almost the same nigga, just a little more powerful. Now I'm talking about Baby Larry Hoover, LOL. How you let a nigga in the feds outdo you? You nigga can't beat me at crawling backwards. You gonna have to get your hand, knife, and gun game up before you can do something with me. Stop playing so much. For my fans, supporters, loved ones, hold me down every day. Keep keeping it solid. I promise it won't go unnoticed. I see everything, and I got some special for all. Word is law. The rest of you pussies dead. Keep hating, false advertising, backbiting, and counting me out. It's up and stuck like a treehouse. I'm touching down to terrorize. I got a Dorito on my shoulder. I'm going 1,000% flamboyant on you fucking clowns. It's all bad for you wild ass niggas. All eyes on Shiesty. Hashtag never checked in. Snitch K. I'm not saying that. Not saying that. Hashtag Mr. Omerta.
It came a time where I realized that the hip-hop industry, for lack of a better term, was just a business. And a lot of these rappers, especially the ones coming up, are just some niggas that made it. Some might say that Pusha-Shiesty fumbled the bag. I would say that. I'm not going to count his pockets, but that $10 million, because he did say 8 figures, that $10 million could turn into $300,000 with the time he got and the people that he's probably taking care of. I pray that he keeps making money while he's in jail and making the right moves to make the money grow and not go. But let's just be realistic. You know what I'm saying? This is why I do this, because there has to be a balance. There's people that Pusha-Shiesty connects with, and they see themselves in him, and he motivates them. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I just wish that there was more of the other side, because everybody can't be a gangster, and it's not in anybody's interest to be a gangster. I just wish that more people would say, hey, this is going to ruin your life. Hey, you're not going to be able to lay next to your girl if you do certain things and get caught. You're not going to be able to go home and see your baby. You're not going to have the option to put your child to bed. You're not going to have the option to bathe your child or to feed your child dinner, because you're going to be in jail with a bunch of kids. Why don't nobody talk about that? Why don't nobody talk about how you can't even put your hands inside your shirt in jail without the guard telling you to, without the guard like giving you orders as a child when you're in jail? Why don't anybody talk about the other low lives that you got to be around in jail? Oh my God. Like, I just don't understand it, bro. And people always take it as you judging them, but it's like, bro, who wants to be in jail? Who wants to be living a life? Like, if you don't have to, who wants to be living a life to where you're putting your ass on the line every moment? Don't tell me anything about that dumbass shit about getting real money and all that shit. Whatever, bro. I don't listen to rap music on the pod because of that reason, because I don't want to be the one pushing that this is cool. I'm not saying that I don't listen to it. I definitely am not listening to Pusha-Shiesty like that, because honestly, dog, I didn't know what he was talking about at first. I don't be knowing what these rappers be talking about, because it sounds good because of the way that it's presented. But But then when you sit down and you're like, damn, that's what he's talking about. That's not cool. That's actually kind of whack. I don't know, bro. I just wish that it was cool to be regular. I wish that it was like cool to like take care of your kids and like make good decisions with the women that you sleep with and control yourself and not acting a fool and acting out just because you're emotional. And like, bro, I just think that I wish that it was cool to be a real man, because the stuff that these rappers are showing y'all, it's not, like, if this is how these people act in real life, if they're cool, if they don't have any regrets with the things that they show and the things, the messaging that their music gives off, if they don't have any regrets to that, they're horrible. They're not men. That's not a man. But that's in my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a family man trying to make his life better for his child. That is all for this week. This was episode 127 of the Big Podcast. It's him, he. CT is right there, but she's eating some French fries. We will talk to y'all next week.